Well, turn your Bibles to Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. And let's look at verse 31. Numbers chapter 13, verse 31. Now, this is after Moses have sent the spies out to spy out the land of Canaan. Now, that meant they were real close to the promised land, right? Because they could go and travel in just a matter of a couple of days and be back to camp. So they had to be real close to Canaan. Okay, let's see what happened. But the men that went up with him, verse 31, said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof." How they know they're eating up the inhabitants? But anyway, people and their perception. "And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." And guess what? Fear ran through the congregation. It was like a plague. It ran through the congregation. But they were so close, but so far away. So on the outskirts of the promise, living on the outskirts of the promise, if you had to give this a title, living on the outskirts of the promise, they were so close but so far away. This was the case of the Israelites. Why? Because of how they saw themselves in comparison to the circumstances they were facing. They had seen the power of God in operation, but they kept forgetting, what God had done for them previously. How many of you, God had done some things, and because you won't rehearse it, you've forgotten it already? You can't even remember all the details about it. When things look tough, they always wanted to go back to Egypt. Why? Their minds have been trained through slavery to have someone else do their thinking and believing. They were reduced to living by their instinct instead of faith. They weren't even living by their thoughts. They were used to somebody that's telling them, "Sit here, go there, eat this. You can't have that. Lie down and go to sleep. Make this." Sound familiar? Now, that type of mindset kept them from being truly thankful. Oh, Jesus. See, thanksgiving keeps God's ability to deliver fresh and alive in you. So when you say, "Well, I told my mom about it, and I told my brother," and how many times you're supposed to say something good about God every day? You got something every day you should be thankful about. See, it was their ungratefulness that kept them out of the promised land. Now listen to this. You might want to write this down. It's idolatry to exalt your problem bigger than God. What you are actually doing, you are worshiping your issue as though it's bigger than God. You are giving your problem the place of God. Now, that's tough. God told them to go in and possess the land. Don't just use it. Don't just need it. He told them, go in and own it. It's a whole different mindset. When it's yours, you got a different mindset, don't you? When it belongs to somebody else, sometimes you get a little careless because you're not responsible for the outcome. And God told them, go in and own it. Take possession of it. You're a tither and a giver. Take possession of whatever you need. Why? Because God says, I've already given it to you. So what? You got to put some people out of their place. He told him, he says, if you go in and destroy all of them, you won't have no more issues. Woo! But they complained so much, and they were so unthankful and so ungrateful that every God just decided, he said, you know what? I'm done with you. Look at your neighbor and say, God, we're done with them. Now, see, if God had his way, he'd have killed them all and started over with Moses. Moses interceded for the people. And this is what God came up with. God says, those 20 years and older, you're not going into the promised land because your mind messed up. And you won't fix it. Not that you can't, you just won't. He said, so you won't get to go in and possess anything. He said, you're not going to get it, even though it was already yours, because I gave it to you. Because they didn't see themselves like God saw them. And he couldn't get their mind renewed to see themselves correctly. So how do you see yourself today? Are you still a victim? According to our society, you might be a victim. Are you still a victim of your circumstances? Or are you more than a conqueror based on the word of God? According to 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5, you're more than a conqueror. Come on, stand to your feet.